The women preached it first. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, some other women came to Jesus' tomb the first day of the week to anoint his body with spices, and they were perplexed at what they found because the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. And they were terrified when two dudes in dazzling duds appeared. Then they were perplexed again when the dazzling dudded dude said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen." And then Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women remembered that Jesus told them that he would rise again on the third day. They were overjoyed. They needed to tell the disciples. So they went to tell the disciples. And the disciples shouted, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, show us this amazing thing that has happened." No, they didn't say that. To them, it was an idle tale. They said, "Nah, you made that up." That's awful. I mean, here it is. It's the Easter story, but that's awful. You ever catch that part there? Not even wondering if it could be true, not hoping that it could be true, not a bit of possible affirmation about what the women had seen. Stuff like that still happens today. And it's still not okay. All right, let me step aside for a second and offer a possible suggestion for solving a whole lot of the world's problems. Men, stop it. Maybe it's not the end to all problems, but it sure is for a lot of them. One woman does something bad. Women are bad. They should not be trusted. 100,000 men do something bad. They're just bad apples. Not all men are like that. I'm not like that. All men are not like that. Stop thinking that men are do that. Men just do that. All right, men, stop it. Stop taking women's ideas and saying that they're yours. Stop disrespecting women. Stop touching women without their consent. Stop disbelieving women. Stop raping women. Stop. 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 And to all of the men who are here who are saying, "I don't do any of that stuff," stop other men from doing that. Call it out. Don't let it continue. Peter, at least, he didn't simply brush the women off. He ran to the tomb to see for himself, and he was amazed. It would have been nicer if Peter had said something like, "Oh, can you show me?" to Mary Magdalene, to Joanna, to Mary, the mother of James, and to the other women. But I guess at least he didn't dismiss their claims outright. But that is such a low bar. We can do better. And so here we are today. It's Easter, and we're celebrating. It's Jesus' resurrection. And you know, we might have questions. The idea that Jesus' resurrection is an idle tale, a falsehood, a lie, still present today. Some people say that Jesus' body was stolen and that he really didn't rise from the grave. Is that true? Some people say that the people who saw Jesus saw a ghost and not a real person. How could that be? Some people say that Jesus' resurrection was made up years after he died so that people wouldn't forget about him and so that Christianity could grow. Who would do that? Well, all three of those things still happen today. And you know, they're worthwhile questions about Easter. They're worth talking about because God isn't against questions. God loves conversations. And the conversations can be about things that, well, we aren't supposed to talk about or have questions about. Those are the most important conversations to have, the ones that you're not allowed to talk about. How dare you not believe? How dare you question me? Let's have questions and conversations about that. You see, we're all on a journey of faith, and no journey is alike. Some here today believe every word of the Easter story. Some are skeptical about parts. Some don't believe any of it. You just wanted Easter breakfast, and you had to stay afterwards because whoever brought you to Easter breakfast is giving you the ride home. I don't know. But you know, we all have a place, a seat at that table, a voice in the conversation, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey. You're welcome here. You and your belief are welcome here. You and your unbelief are welcome here. You and your past are welcome here. You and your present are welcome here. You and your future are welcome here. You and your baggage are welcome here. You and everything that you are welcome here. The U.S. population is growing. The church population is shrinking. We just hit a new milestone in religious culture in the United States. People who have no preference for any religion, we call them the nuns. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to talk about church. Don't even invite me, anything like that. Now account for 23.1% of the population. Roman Catholics account for 23% of the population. Right-leaning Protestants account for about 22.5% of the population. Mainstream Christians, United Church of Christ, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, United Methodist Church, the mainstream, their mainline denominations, account for about 10% of the population. So, the largest segment of the population when it comes to religious structure is the ones who prefer none. Folks, if you came to church on Easter Sunday because you don't have any interest in it, and people might do that. It might just be like a family tradition, you got to come. You're welcome here. You and your skepticism are welcome here. Let's have conversations. Let's make this thing that we call the church better so that it serves the lives of all the people, because God is the God of all the people. But I don't believe in God. God is still the God of all the people. Doesn't matter if you don't believe in God. We can still have conversations together. We can still have a table where we talk about it. So what shall we do? How are we going to continue building this community with everyone at the table? All of us on some journey of faith, no faith, whatever it is. All of us respecting, loving, celebrating the journey that each one of us is on. How are we going to be this community? What are we willing to give up? As the church, what are we willing to give up? What are we willing to let go of? How will we welcome more and more people who think, look, live, and love differently than the way we did in 1950? Or 1980? Or 2000? Or even 2015? How are we going to be a welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged congregation for mental health, mental wellness? How are we going to live out God's vision for St. Paul's United Church of Christ as a caring community of faith, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace? New carpeting, new tile, revamped spaces, new seating, fresh lighting. How are we going to reimagine ways to work toward continued safety and accessibility and flexibility and beautification of these spaces? Spaces that are used by this faith community, but by the community at large as well. How are we going to continue to fund the ministries of St. Paul's now and for generations to come? What shall we do together? Together. Together we share the joy of discipleship and service to God with all who desire to join in the life of our church. God created each of us. As recipients of God's grace and love, unearned and freely given, we are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We celebrate every person of God, every person as a child of God, created in God's image. We welcome people of every age, economic status, ethnic origin, gender identity and expression, marital status, mental and physical ability, political affiliation, and sexual orientation. It's a statement that's on our website. It's one of the things that defines us. And we can celebrate and we can question, defend, have excellent conversations about the resurrection. We can be followers of Jesus. We can be Christians. We can be and are people who seek the still speaking God. And we can be confused, skeptical, or even unbelieving about it all. Because we're together. We are community. We are the church. Some of us believe it all. Some of us are skeptical about some of it. Some of us think it's an idle tale. Together. Happy Easter, my brothers and sisters. Amen.